This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Bonnie Hageman. Bonnie's the author of a book called Courage to Advance. It's about women's leadership and more. She's also the founder of EDA, a human capital firm, as well as the co-founder of a group called Women on Boards. And she's going to talk to us today about leadership, about her book, and a lot more. Bonnie, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the new book?
Absolutely. Well, like you said, you know, my name's Bonnie Hageman. I'm the CEO of EDA, and that's a human capital firm. We are building some great technology products that will help make culture visible. And then we have a long history of doing top of the house executive development. So I've been in corporate education and development for around 20 years or so, maybe more. But in 2016, I actually went to this program called Women Exec or Succeeding as a Corporate Director, Women on Board Succeeding as a Corporate Director at Harvard Business School. And this book that is coming out right now actually ended up coming out of that class and everything that happened after that. But it's called The Courage to Advance, Real Life Resilience from the World's Most Successful Women in Business, launching today on Amazon and wherever books are sold. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, that's so exciting. And talk a little bit about what are some of the common themes when you look at really successful women in business? What are the common themes that you see? What can we learn from that?
Well, one of the things that I learned, you know, when I went to this program, first of all, I grew up on a farm in Western Oklahoma. So, you know, going to Harvard for anything was the furthest thing from my mind. But I ended up working in corporate. And, you know, when this came out, you know, because of the work that I had been doing, I had a couple of people say, like, this is for you. You should go. So I went and, you know, I expected that there would be all these very elite people who, you know, grew up going to Ivy League, you know, boarding schools and Ivy League schools and all of that. But what I found in these programs was not that. So that, you know, that's probably the first thing is what I found is that there was just a lot of really hardworking women who had made their way to get to where they could attend a program like that. It wasn't that they were born into a wealthy family or connected in some political way. And so so that was a huge theme. Other huge themes were this idea of resilience. That was absolutely a huge theme. And we actually pulled five common areas as, you know, once we wrote these stories about the women, because the whole book is about the highest things each of these women have been through, the hardest things they went through on their path, and then how they got through it, because we wanted it to be an inspirational leadership book. And so the five themes that emerged as we went through all of this were courage, resiliency, adaptability, sense-making, and vulnerability. So those are probably the biggest things on top of the hard work.
Talk about, and I love the concept that most of these people were not born to it. They weren't born with a silver spoon. They were hard workers, bright people, and ended up at Harvard because of those reasons, not because they were gifted it from a legacy of 10 generations. Talk a little bit about this concept of sense-making, and what does that mean? What do you mean when you say sense-making?
Well, that's a really great question, because so in my company, which was formerly known as Executive Development Associates before we started doing tech, we've been doing research since the early 80s on executive development in large corporations. Like, what do our leaders need? And from the research, and then again in this book, so our latest research is the Trends in Executive Development 2021. And then again in the book, this concept of sense making just kept coming up. And basically what it is, it's like it's reflection, but it's purposeful and deep reflection. So for example, it's like during COVID, companies were able to, even though it wasn't expected, we didn't want it, but we were able to see what our leaders could do. You know, it sort of outed us, right? Like, it was like, okay, do I have the right leaders to handle the crisis? Well, now we know. Did I have them? So instead of just, you know, moving on and saying, okay, we're coming out of COVID, we're going to be okay, now what? This is the perfect time to stop as a company leader or a group of company leaders and look back at your company and say, what did we learn? And really spend time unpacking that and trying to pull the lessons from it and then make yourself better. That's sense making. So it's a, you know, it's a deep, it's reflection with a purpose.
Fascinating. I mean, fascinating. And talk about sort of this making sense of things, reflecting with a purpose. Love it. Talk about what you're most focused on and excited about right now. Is it releasing this book? I mean, that's got to be very exciting. In addition to releasing the book, and talk about that, what else are you most focused on and excited about right now? What gets you jazzed up in the morning, ready to go?
Well, I'm always jazzed, almost always, except for when I wear myself out. There are three big things that I'm excited about right now. So of course I'm excited about the book. It's an opportunity to tell the stories of some really amazing women and for other men and women out there to hopefully be inspired to say, look, you know, they've been through a lot, but they made it and here's how they made it. And I see something that I could do in there and do it myself. So we're really hoping to inspire people with that. So that's one. The second one is, you know, I'm very passionate about gender equality in the corporate boardroom and in senior executive positions. And this network that I've co-founded and now co-chair of, we now have 195 women from 23 countries all pulling together. They've all been through these corporate governance programs at Harvard, everyone in the network. And we're pulling together to not only get ourselves on boards, but as soon as we get there to start pulling up other women. And so I'm very passionate, you know, about the opportunity to do that and to be a part of that. I feel like, you know, there was a whole wave of women that, or several waves of women that went before us to get us to where we are. And we're the ones who are going to really make that advance in the corporate world. So that's the second. And then the third thing is we're transforming my 38-year company into a tech company. So I'm pretty excited about that too.
And let me ask you a question about a couple of these things. When you talk to women from all over the world who are leaders, who have been to this Harvard program and so forth, how similar are the experiences when it really comes down to it? Are they very vastly different in terms of leadership and women's leadership and trying to see a path forward? Or are there things that are similarities that resonate with you that even though somebody's from, you know, the Middle East or Europe or the United States mm-hmm. or Africa, there's common themes in sort of the women's shared leadership experience?
Yes, there were definitely common themes. And, you know, just as a writer, when I was writing the book and I'd listen to their stories and then I'd have to go back and really think about what that their story meant and I would write it. You know, there were several stories after I finished writing them that I would just cry. Like I was so moved by their stories. But when I looked back at that, when I finished, we finished the whole book that we have, it was, I kept thinking, wow, how did we get here? How did we ever get to the place where so many women, or, you know, women in general, were just held back? And so, you know, I would say there was definitely a common theme that every woman had been discriminated against at some level. But, you know, I also want to say this. Also, every woman in the book had a male who was their champion. So while, you know, we may have been held back because people who get in power like to stay in power, there also were great people, great men out there, you know, pulling for the women in our network and women in general to be able to move into positions. So one of the things about the book is I really kept, you know, emphasizing, we do not want this to be a book for women. We want it to be for men and women because men can make such a difference for the women that they work with. And there's even there's another book by our Harvard professor called Glass Half Broken. And they talk about, you know, women can't do this on their own. We need to partner with our male colleagues to make a difference here.
No, it's a fascinating perspective of how common some of these themes are. I mean, I have this magnificent mom who's the brilliant one in the family. and she's in her mid-80s now, and always talks about, and my cousin will always say, if mom had grown up a different era, she'd probably be CEO of a Fortune 500 company, but the opportunities weren't available to her back in the day. And it's a fascinating thing to see how far this has come and how far it was just a generation ago. I mean, there's a long way to go, obviously, but it is a magnificent, you know, thing. And, and the first cousin who says it about my mom is now, she now is CEO of a venture capital funded company. And that opportunity wouldn't have been available to my mother, you know, 40 years ago, whatever it was. Just a fascinating world how this has evolved and how common some of these themes are of doors that just weren't open a generation ago that at least are much more open today, even if there's a long way to go. It is fascinating discussion. Bonnie, I want to thank you for joining us. Tell us again the name of the book exactly and where people can find it so people can read, buy, look at the book, et cetera.
Absolutely. So the name of the book is The Courage to Advance, Real Life Resilience from the World's Most Successful Women in Business. It launches today in the U.S. and in December globally. And I just want to tell you, I love what you just said about your mother. And here's our dedication in the book. We said every person who's ever done anything meaningful has done it in the midst of great challenge and pain. And a challenge, struggle, and pain. And we dedicate the book to the women who've gone before us. And so to women like your mother is exactly
thank
who
you.
We
I'll give my mom, Naomi Becker, and my cousin, Elise Guitars, who is like a sister to me, the shout out today for this, for bringing them into the podcast, their cameo in it. I want to thank you, Bonnie, for joining us so much. They will love the thread of the discussion. It's just a fascinating discussion about women's leadership. And I love the five traits of leaders and this concept of it's really an amazing thing that throughout the world, so many women have faced so many different levels of sort of being held back. And you see sort of now women moving forward with strength and vigor and vengeance. And rightfully so. It's fascinating to watch leadership take forth and greatness in leadership. And there's all these great studies of these venture capital funded companies doing better with women leaders than men leaders. It's a fascinating set of studies, and there's a lot of sense to it. I'm fortunate in my own company to have a woman CEO and woman partner, and I'm fortunate as all can be to have been a partners with her for 15, 20 years. Just magnificent. Fascinating study, Bonnie. I can't even tell you. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Sounds great. Thank you very much for having me on the program.